is a good time coming your way. Where with Rescue Hour by Evangelist William Owusu Echampon. Our reference text is Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Many of us have believed in Christ. Many have not. In this very chapter, Paul exhorted the people of God. He exhorted the believers in Philippians of the fellowship that they should have with Christ, thinking like Christ, the one who became man, suffered, died on the cross, and as a result, given a name above every name. Wherever we mention it, something happens. And as I mention Christ's name in this message, something will do happen. All the way by Ron Kenoly, the music in the background. So, whatever happens, Paul wants to encourage that we should pursue it. Just as we have believed from the day we accepted Christ Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, there is the need to continue the race of Christianity, the race of our salvation. It is a process. Somebody handed over the word of salvation to you, preached to you, you turned to Christ. And if you are listening to this message and you have not given your life to Jesus, I present to you the one who has life to kill. He has power to kill, rather. He has life to give. He has power to judge and has the mandate of judgment given to him by God himself. Acts chapter 17, 30, 31. God has given power to his son Jesus to judge people one day. So Paul wants to encourage us. There are some key words here that we need to look at. Working out something. Doing a conscious work. A conscious effort. Putting in an effort with so much strength, passion, daily work. Like a garden, you work it out every day. Salvation is a daily activity. After believing in Christ Jesus, there is the need to work it out every day. So it's not like once saved, forever saved. It is not true. We work out. Christ said that as long as it is day, I must do the work of he who sent me and finish his work. So that is the duty of every believer. So whether you have believed in Christ or not, you need to work something out. Those of us who have not believed in Jesus Christ, we need to come to the saving power of him. The cross is still waiting for everybody, pointing to the whole world, all the four corners of the world, and redeeming people. As many as come through him, Hebrews 7:25. He can save thousands and millions today. If you surrender your whole life for him, he will save you. And to those of us believers who have believed in Christ Jesus, we can only pursue it. And another key word is that it's our own. The salvation is our own. Christ gave to us. So if something belongs to you, if something is yours, if it belongs to you, then it beholds on you to hold it on firmly and tightly. Or to work at your own. It will be very sad that something that will belong to you, you let it go just like that. So let's add prayer, consistent studying of the word of God, living close to believers, getting close to those who proclaim Christ's name. That is keys to work out your salvation. And realizing the fact that Jesus will return one day. So we don't give room for anything that will cause our faith to fall. God bless you and empower you. Father, I thank you for the message. In Jesus' name, amen. I ask that healings will do happen and cause a revolution in the realms of the spirit. For whoever hears this message, this has been your evangelist, William Akwesi, a champion coming your way with a Rescue Hour. You can contact me, +233 4374 6480. plus 233 74 64 80, the Lord will surely meet you at the point of your need. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.